radio adventure gets even better.
Live, uncensored, Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, we had a call from Australia a moment ago, dropped off, but that's okay. We can continue, first of all, with Terry. Yes, Terry, we have the next 5 minutes together with Dr. K. You wax pretty eloquent, so I would let you continue. Go ahead, sir, please.
I don't have much other things to say. There's other callers, I'm sure. Again, it's a little bit of frustration. You know, we're sitting here, we're all preaching to the choir, and all the stuff you and Dr. K have talked about, and we're all pretty familiar, and all bets are off as to what. It's just that you can't comprehend it. You can't comprehend the level of evil. It's beyond your comprehension, and the logistics and the number of people they've got, from Fukushima to the destroying the economy to these wars to, man, just, it's like, it's almost like if you were just sitting here, you guys were magicians, not even magicians, you're doing card tricks, and you said to the audience, pick a card.
Mm-hmm.
You know, any of the 52 cards, Rick and Dr. K, you could talk an hour on any of those 52.
That's right. A week. That's right.
Just to the bottomless pit of evil that we're involved in. And, man, Judgment Day is upon us.
Yes, for sure.
You can't sound the alarm fast enough. It's just, there's no, particularly I love the, 2 weeks ago, when you had Joe on and the other two people talking about the Proverbs. Joe Church on the Book of Joel.
Just
love those verses in there, Rick. I mean, it just, it says what we're confronting. It says a fire consumes before them, and behind them a flame burns. The land is like a garden of Eden before them, but a desolate wilderness behind them, and nothing at all escapes them.
Mm-hmm.
We're just being consumed in flames, and they're just lapping it up and laughing at us.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? Sometimes it does say to you, what's the use? What's the use of... But if you can raise the name of God and at least speak against the evil, the plots, it's something. It is something.
Well,
I
think we talk about, you all talk about it, because the hope is that there's somebody out there right now who's running past the dollar, something, listens, and that seed gets planted.
Yep,
and it gets watered, and it bears fruit. Just one person that might be saved, because then it's worth it, because we are talking to a generation that is deaf, dumb, and blind.
They have
ears that don't hear, eyes that don't see, and a heart that's been totally hardened.
Well, when you think about the prophets, they were sent to warn, to bring the awareness, and that was it. That was their only job. They weren't supposed to rescue anybody. They were rescued themselves, as you know.
Yeah.
So we've got to keep a perspective on what our Creator has asked of us to do.
Yeah, and then we can only do our part, but He does the rest, you know. I mean, we do a little, but He does the rest, and that's 99% of the job is going to be done by Him.
Yeah.
You know,
when
the Lord said, vengeance is mine, I will repay, I think He meant it. I think He knows what He's talking about. And that's what He told those killers, you know, when He confronted them in the Gospels and spoke directly to them. You know, He said, ye are of your father the devil, and his works you will do. And He said what He was, a murderer from the beginning.
Well,
but He did also tell them what to expect on Judgment Day.
Well, like Paul said, who both killed the Lord Jesus and the prophets and drove us out, they are not pleasing to God, but hostile to all men.
Right.
Well, it's
pretty
much evident right now. It's happening.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. They have to complete their deed first before He, shall we say, does His thing and exacts His vengeance. So, I mean, we are really living in marvelous times. We're not living in bad times. We're living in great times.
Yeah.
We are living in times that even these men, these prophets, could not have lived in. So I think we should be grateful for that.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, my friend Terry. We will take David and Jim and others coming up, and a couple of questions coming up as well online. Rick458@cox.net. We'll be right back with the book offer, and we'll tell you more. Thank you.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you, and John Stadtmiller with what is in store for you. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States, and Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been at the front?
Front? What front?
Why, the war, of course.
What war?
Good heavens. You mean you don't know we've been at war with Germany since 1914?
Now with Dr. K, we are going to take more calls, but I did want to mention for the new time listeners, we just got another order while I was speaking online through PayPal, Dr. K, for the kit that we're referring to, which contains the book Wrongly Blamed. The book Wrongly Blamed is one of five in this series. The others are The Magnificent Message, Volume 1 and Volume 2, that Dr. K on the program now has translated the Quran into modern English so you can't be deceived anymore as to what the Quran actually says. We'll take questions about that as well if you have them. Then The Arabian Connection, A Conspiracy Against Mankind, and finally The Cures in the Cupboard for those of you who need to know God's medicine, you know, his healing herbs for health and nutrition. With that, one of them, the oil of oregano, is a bottle of oil of oregano. That alone is the $30 if you go to any nature store that carries the P73 uncompromised oil. So you're getting a value of well over $130 with the shipping and all for just $45. And PayPal address is rick458@cox.net. Also, the same email address you write to me if you need the snail mail address. We'll give it to you so you can send in your check or money order. Now, today we just handed over the PDF file that you have on the new book, It's Worse Than You Think, Dr. K, to a number of people who have already bought the kit. You have to buy the whole kit, and then you get the PDF file, okay? So if you do that, you will get it. However, we are offering, for those of you that have the other books, Just Wrongly Blamed, that book there, plus the oil of oregano, one bottle, for $25 delivered. Now, that is rock bottom. The book alone is $20, and the oil of oregano is $30. So you're getting a $50 value plus the shipping value for $25. That's about as low as you can make it, Dr. K. And
yeah, this is for RBN. We have a
this network.
Yeah, right? we have a purpose in this, and to be together and to help each other and to help others and to enlighten others and to protect our health so this is. Well, we can do it as long as we can do it, that's all.
Yeah, as long as the supplies last, and they're not going to last that long as far as the oil is concerned. So, again, you can take advantage of it now, folks. All right, let's get back to our phones first, then we'll take an email question or two. We do have David in Tucson up next, and here he is. David, you're up next.
Oh, my God, this is like talking to the Beatles and everybody else put together. You're my two favorite guys.
Oh, well, God bless you for that.
Now, if I give you guys $1 million, will you stay on the radio full time?
Yeah, maybe. Well,
I don't know about that.
You mean 24 hours a day?
I don't know about that.
No, but I never get enough of both of you.
Okay,
I listen to everybody all day. I'm a jeweler, and I sit here listening to the internet radio, and I listen to everything. But you guys are absolutely, I swear, the best.
Oh, thank you. Well, we'll try. Oh,
thank you, brother. I appreciate that, my brother.
All right, now, five points, and the fifth one is the best. But just let me start off with, what was it? P.T. Barnum, he said, you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people. Well, I guess we're the few that can't be fooled.
That's well, right. I think Abe Lincoln was known to have said that, too, wasn't
yeah.
he?
You can fool and then most number two, the now, you guys are mentioning the milk with the radiation. And
poisoning, yes.
Well, what's the deal with the milk and the radiation? Is that like the cows eat the grass and it goes into the milk real quick?
Yeah. Here's the deal. I mean, the grass in Berkeley, the University of Berkeley, California, is very very good group, and they're measuring radiation in the grass. A cow eats 150 to 200 pounds of grass a day, so it's a concentrator of the radioactive dust is sticky. And it just sticks like crazy to grass. They're eating it, they're concentrating it, and it's really very potent in milk.
Oh.
And the CIRAD, the NGO in France, said anybody right now that's drinking milk, it's risky business, quote unquote. You probably want to get my newsletters. I've published three of them on radiation protection.
Now,
and I'll email them to all the RBN listeners.
Yep. Now, Dr. King, now we're referring to bovine milk, but now what about human milk?
Because
Christ said, he said, woe in the last days, woe to the mothers that give suck in the last days.
Yeah.
I don't
know if that was the intention there, but he's talking about the pregnancies and all of the children coming into the world at this time,
Yeah.
Well, the goat's milk and the cow's milk are going to be the worst The cow's worse because of the volume. Then the human milk, of course, would concentrate these ions if the mother was eating radioactive food.
Yeah.
And that is a concern. That's why they only allow a certain limit for a woman worker at a nuclear plant versus a male worker.
Oh.
You see? And so, yes, the embryo concentrates it in the bone. The placenta concentrates it. Cesium, as far as the body is concerned, is potassium. Strontium is calcium. And iodine is iodine. That's how the body looks, unless you block it.
All right, now my third point. I was in the military, and they trained us in case we ever got captured. And what they taught us to do is they said, just make up big lies. If you just tell them all your stuff right away, they'll just kill you because they don't need you anymore. So they said, lie, and then the next day, change it a little, and the day after that, change it, and just keep bullshitting them, just keep telling them stories after story, and, you just keep them going. And, it seems like that's what the government is doing with us. I mean, it's the story about Bin Laden. He's got weapons, and then the next day, he didn't have a weapon. Then his wife stood in front. on and on. Yeah. It's nonsense.
Yeah. What are they? There's some kind of saying about that, the lie, you know, what begets another lie.
Yep.
It's and all nonsense. And the lies about Fukushima are huge, too.
Oh, yeah.
Just like they were on Three Mile Island. Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Then I heard Ron Paul, which I kind of like, and I heard him talking last night on the radio, and he said a DNA test on Bin Laden, they hadn't had his body 12 hours, and supposedly they threw him overboard. How can you do a DNA test in 12 hours? What do they got, instant DNA test?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's a good point, too.
Here's the
it's kind of ridiculous.
Ponder this over and tell me what you think, and maybe I'm a prophet. But when I hear them talking about now, they go, well, you know, we got Bin Laden, and aren't we happy, and Obama's, his ratings are up, and blah, blah, blah. Well, we got rid of the bodies, so you can't double-check that. We're not going to show you photos. I wouldn't believe the photos anyway. But
precisely.
They keep saying, oh, we recovered a lot of papers and a lot of hard drives. And,
all
the secrets.
They always manage to do that, don't they, huh?
Yeah, and now they're going to come out, and they're going to say, oh, well, look, it was Iran. Giving them money and giving them weapons.
Yeah,
so we have to go start a war with Iran now.
And Pakistan.
Because our masters in Israel demanded.
Yeah.
You lay it out quite well. See, you're one of the perceptive Americans that can see through the matrix here. But you're right. That's what they want. They want Americans to be preconditioned in this game theory, as Jeff Gates has phrased it, to accept the idea of inevitable confrontation with Islam through Pakistan and Iran. This is the game theory at work here. That's what they're doing, brainwashing Americans to accepting this inevitability.
Right, because, you know, they can't go it alone. Somehow they're hoping if they did blow some, 400 or 500 Americans up, whatever the plot is, 1,000, 50,000 a city, they need the United States, its full blessing, its full blood, to do the rest of their dirty work. The Israelis could not even defeat the Hezbollah. The Hezbollah waxed them in 2006.
You know, it just goes back to the murder of Jesus and, you know, them using the Roman government to try to do what they themselves wanted done. It's using the power of the state, in this case the U.S., to do all of their dirty work, and these young people in this country that have volunteered are prey being led to the slaughter. How sad that is. Oh, my. All right. Thank you for your call, sir. I appreciate your call. To the program, David. Let's see if we can squeeze in Jim first. We have Vladimir in Canada and other callers, but Jim in California is up now. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Rick and Dr. K. How are you both?
Great.
Another story you'll see in the next 48 hours is Israel provided key intelligence which led to Bin Laden location.
I think it's already in the pipeline right now.
I must say, our last two callers, they've asked us if they were prophetic. How about a free wrongly blamed? Because, I mean, you guys are too much. You'll make us sleep well.
Now we have to have the other caller give us his address. He can call back if he doesn't have the book. David in Tucson, and you, Jim in California, do you have the wrongly blamed book?
No, I don't, but I would like to have a copy.
Well, all right, then after your call, stay on the line, and we'll have you give Mike, our producer, our board op, the address, and then we'll send that out to you, okay?
Thank you.
Free copy of Wrong.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
What else did you have to say?
Everyone who's, as you say, cut through the matrix, knows in our Judaized society that people have been indoctrinated with believing in the lie of the 6 million and the gas chambers, believing in the lie that Hitler was the greatest evil to ever walk the face of the earth. Mm-hmm. And that's a given. But whenever I try to say, try to tamely challenge some of these deeply held beliefs, like say, I don't believe the 6 million people were killed in gas chambers. I feel the figure is much lower. Or there were a lot of great things about the old NS, National Socialist Party. The reaction is not just, well, I don't agree. It's that they attack me.
Yes.
Like, there's this built-in...
Hang on. Yeah. I want to come back to that. And we'll pick up on that on the other side of the break. And then we'll take Vladimir and we'll take the other calls that are on the line. For Dr. K and Rick Adams, another fabulous night tonight, right here on Republic Broadcasting.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you could live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
We're back now. For sake of time, we have callers here. I just want to get back to our present caller on the line, by the way, because you have just raised a very important point, Jim. When you mentioned being shunted aside and being ridiculed and basically being called this or that, try telling a kid. Now, this is a good analogy, okay? All right, you're still there, right, Jim?
Yes.
You're still there.
Yes.
A kid who's been told all of his life that Santa Claus is real. Santa Claus is coming for Christmas. And everybody tells him that. Now you come along and you tell that little boy, that little girl, I'm sorry, little Johnny, but there ain't no such thing as the 6 million sleigh and the 6 million reindeer and the 6 million Santa Clauses. There is no Santa Claus. Read my lips. You know what that does to that child. You know how he reacts. You know what that means to him. Mm-hmm. It's shattering the very foundations of everything, every lie, every falsehood that he's been fed all of his life. You're now shattering all of that with one quick statement. And that's the same thing that you just experienced, and everybody that I know who's told me the same story has experienced in the same way. You see, you're shattering the foundations of all of the constant inculcation of propaganda, of disinformation, of lies that have been spoon-fed to people ever since they can remember. That's all it
is. That's right. The Jewish propaganda not only tells the people that the 6 million lie, and that the NSDAP, what some people call the Nazi Party, is the greatest. They don't just tell them that as a fact. There's this enforcement mechanism built in, so that if somebody like me comes along, which I often do because I love politics and I love to spread the truth, and I've done this thousands of times, where I try to talk just gently about the Nazi Party or the 6 million thing, they don't just say, oh, I don't agree, but you have your opinion. No, it's this attack, attack, attack. How dare you? And they would kill me, some of them. And it's like they're not even, they're not Jewish. They don't know. Most of them couldn't even find Germany or Israel on a map.
Propaganda works, though.
They couldn't tell you.
Pavlovian responses are in evidence.
Just think about it. These are the same families that sent their fathers, their grandfathers to spill their blood or blow their arms off to do the bidding. I mean,
Dr. K, isn't it the same as telling them, no, it wasn't? It wasn't.
Yeah.
19 Arab or Muslim hijackers that pulled off 9/11. What? What are you saying? You
it's also the same
person.
As saying it's the same as saying that they fought vain, for no cause. Their grandfathers, their fathers, that there was a waste they joined the military.
They can't handle that. You know, it's shattering the foundations of their life. That's bursting their bubble. You see.
Here's a little aside to that, and I've done this test several times. I'll say, if we get on the topic of Red China and Mao and all that, I'll take Mao's position. Not that I believe in Mao. He's a piece of trash. You know, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm playing with them. And I say, Mao wasn't so bad. He did a lot of good things for the common man in China. And so, I'll just kind of go along. And they just kind of go, oh, really? I didn't know that. And they just kind of like I've enlightened them.
Right.
So
believe that.
I'm surprised they even know who Mao is. Usually they'll say who?
Well, the few who know who he is.
Yeah.
If I go ahead and go to bat for Mao, they sort of go, wow, that's interesting. I didn't know. But if I go to bat for Hitler, they literally chase me down to my car and kill me.
Yeah. No, Stalin who? Stalin is who? But Hitler, they all know from when they're raised in the crib, don't they?
Right, that's right.
You see the propaganda? You see how people can be made to hate?
Powerful.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, whether it's true about Hitler or not, we don't even have to get into that. The whole point is that they control the minds of people.
Yeah, they control the mind. That's a very powerful point,
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Okay, you bet.
Thank you, sir. All right. Now, we got your address, I believe, as well. We'll send you the book, Wrongly Blamed, if they want just the book and the oil of oregano. Rock bottom, $25 is a giveaway price, by the way. If you wish to send a few extra just for shipping, that certainly would help because it's a media mail. But, some people are ordering books, and from where I am, they're clear across the country.
Yeah.
They're in California, and I'm on the East Coast, so... it adds up. So that's up to you. But we appreciate your support for the program and Dr. K, because he is going to be releasing the hard copy as well of the book, It's Worse Than You Think, coming out hopefully in a couple of months here. All right, we have a break coming up again. But after that, we have 20 minutes, basically, of conversation. And we're going to take Canada, Vladimir, and then we're going to take another call or two. From GL in Arizona and Ken in Virginia. So, Dr. K, just thank you for being with us these nights this week, because you've been back home here, and your work is invaluable for what you're doing. So we thank you for all
you're very well.
And tomorrow night we have Hungarian George back after a 3-week hiatus. He was on last with Dr. K, and John Statmiller called in 3 weeks ago, folks. So he'll be back tomorrow night. Scott Smith, Friday night on the program, my television co-host locally, and he'll be talking about how we've been Fukushima. So we will all be back, hopefully, in just 3 minutes on the program. Right here, Rick Adams, Uncensored, on Republic Broadcasting Network. Keep supporting RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
Okay, we're back now, and before we take the next call, I just a quickie here from someone who writes quite often to us online, Rick458. At Cox.net, and without going into an explanation, she asked for an explanation online of Dr. K's synopsis of his thesis, but that can be had just by going to his website. Again, nodisinfo.com/new site, S-I-T-E, one word. But then ask the question, what do you believe about Dr. Judy Wood's so-called evidence about there not being an exploitation of steel obtained at Ground Zero. We can just have you quickly mention that, what your thoughts are on Judy Wood's concern.
This is the same individual that goes around talking about, you know, outer space beams or different bizarre things that are impossible and that there's no technology for and is ridiculous. I don't know how anybody with a PhD could talk such a ridiculous, nonsensical. Now she's coming up with something about the steel not being exported.
Well,
what did they do?
I guess.
What did they do? You know, very simple. What did they do with it then?
Yeah. You know, and we know that was the case. By the way, that was one of the quick things that was done immediately. was cordoning off all the evidence.
Sure.
And then taking the steel on these ships and then shipping it overseas so it could not be examined here in the United States. You know, they did the same thing in a similar way, but not exactly the same, as at the Oklahoma bombing site.
Mm-hmm.
And I know General Parton wanted to go in and others wanted to go in with his team to investigate what brought down the Oklahoma City Murrah building. And that was stopped, right?
Well, that was stopped. Too. And who's he trying to protect by this fabrication of on the steel? You know, most of the metal that is being in the junkyards is going to China. What's the big surprise?
Right, exactly. All right, so that was just one question. We don't really have time right now to go into other questions. We'll pick it up in the future, next week perhaps, with Dr. K. So we'll try to save the questions for you on others. But let's go back to the phone. I believe we have Vladimir now in Canada. All right, let's go to him. Hello, Vladimir.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. First of all, I'd like to thank you very much, Mr. Adams, for having your program. And I've only known of you since about Christmas, but thanks to Shortwave. If it wasn't for Shortwave, I wouldn't have found out anything. I wouldn't even known about RBM.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And basically, this is my source of information. Now, the Internet, unfortunately, we can only work on dial-up where we are. I'm 66 years old. My wife and I live sort of in the bush. We used to live in Montreal and Quebec, in a city of about, you know, a couple of million people. And we've been here about 25, 26 years here in the bush in a little place, you see. And,
of course,
I've known about basically the truth of the chosen ones and all this since maybe 40 years, you know. I didn't know all the details. Only thanks to you know, like you, Mr. Adams, and the guest you have, and I've been listening, you know, and reading on my own, that I found out, you know, the truth as it comes. And so it's not new, it's not surprising, you know, anything I hear. I mean, even if somebody said to me, well, actually, this Bin Laden guy is an invention, and he was actually Obama that they filmed years ago, that wouldn't surprise me at all. I mean, I'm not saying it is, but I would say nothing surprises me today.
Right. I think it's a safe bet to say, as I've told people, I don't believe anything this government says anymore, nor do I believe the media. I think that's a safe assessment.
Sure. Yeah. Now,
unless they can prove it, okay? If they can prove something, like if they can prove to me that the sun is hot, I will believe them. But if they say that it's hot, I won't believe them unless they can prove it. That's how
they just use it. It's just hysteria.
Okay,
basically, you see, the more I learn, I think the more I'm getting depressed. And
I wouldn't let that happen.
Well,
I understand why, but, you know, from our point of view, no. We're living in great times, actually.
Yes, and I have a question, and this is probably for Mr. K. I'm sorry, Dr. K.
It's okay.
I don't mean disrespect there.
It's okay.
No, you know. And, through history, I know, growing up and going through high school and the... You know, they teach us whatever they want to teach us, and it's later on, anybody who has an inquiring mind will find eventually what the garbage is, you know. So I'm first generation here. My parents were born in the Ukraine. You know, my mother passed away a year ago. She was 98. So she came here when she was 16 years old. And, you know, the land of the milk and honey, but she grew up, you know, washing toilets and, you know, floors and so forth to support three kids. Anyway, so here I am, you know. I have an inquisitive mind. My mind is not that quick. I don't have a very high IQ, but I do reason, and it takes me time, and I do discernment, you see. And here we have, you know, I'm from Quebec, and we have this thing here. We have to have an accommodation from people that are coming in from other countries, and we have to bend here and bend there, and I'm sure it's other places the same thing, you see. And through history, you know, my own that I read up, and this is touching Muslims, you see, and Islam, in particularly, you know, this region. Mm-hmm. So, you know, through history, unless it's completely wrong, which I don't know, I heard of, you know, this Islam movement wanting to convert the whole world into Islam, okay? Now, is it true or not true? How the hell do I know, you know?
Yeah.
Now,
I'm listening for a while now to you, Mr. Dr. K, and you know, you're saying about the Quran, and it's not an offensive book, and I believe you. I believe you. You know, I've met some Muslim people, and they're very, very well educated, very well spoken, not like the people around that I have here. You know, that is not so anyway. So, what I'm trying to find out literally is that here I hear this gentleman, which I haven't heard too much of, you know, this guy Lindsay something, Lindsay Williams or something.
Yes.
You know, I've heard him a few times, you know, here and there, and lately I've heard him this morning, particularly on a particular show, and you know, saying in the Middle East, you know, he's predicting because he's got contacts that, you know, these countries are going to be taken over by the Muslim Brotherhood. This terrible.
He was really off base on that, but that's okay. I understand why.
But you see, the thing is, I started listening to shortwave, and I got, you know, like my first taste was this Michael Savage, which forget.
Oh my goodness!
You know what I mean? Until but you have to listen long enough to find out the two when the circle meets the end, they don't line up.
Well, Vladimir, nobody can take over the whole world. In fact, nobody's been able to overcome the Zionist government. You know, so first of
The ones that are pointing the finger are the ones that actually run the world system.
Yeah,
they're
the ones who, while they were blaming the Islam thing and pushing the boogeyman button, they took over the whole place. But, a lot of people, they call on the show and they just go back to their Bible and say, hey, you know what, the pundits are wrong, the evangelists are wrong, I can quote it. We could do that with the Quran. So what does the Quran say? It says, you Christians, you Muslims, find what you have that's common in your faith and bond on that. And just come to me as your God. Now, that's the obligation that the Quran imposes on the Muslim people or anybody of Islamic background. Then it says that the Christ Jesus is the Messiah, which means is Arabic for Messiah. Then it says, he was inculcated with Ruh al-Qudus, which is the spirit of God or the soul of God. Then it says that Mary is the virgin. So who could argue with that if they were of that background?
Okay.
Then you tell people, as the previous callers were indicating, that this is the exact opposite of what your friends who preach from the Talmud tell us about Jesus, and you tell them what these Jewish Talmudists say, and they don't believe it. They say, surely lying Williams, I mean, Brian Williams would tell us that if that were the case. Surely Katie Cuckoo would tell us that. And said, no, they can't. They'd love to probably be able to talk sometimes a little bit about that. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt and say maybe they'd like to let it slip up, but they can't. They need a paycheck, and they get multi-million-dollar homes, you know.
Bing, in his book, The Story of the Arabs or World of the Arabs, the British spy who lived all his life in Palestine and Iraq or wherever, he said that the claim that Islam spread by a sword, by force, or by cutting of blood is the most ridiculous statement ever made in the history. You need a copy. You know what would help you a lot would be a copy of my book, Science in the Name of God. Now it's now the old version is the Arabian Connection. So I'm going to say, Mr. Adams, if Vladimir wants to just send you the postage, we'll send him an Arabian Connection.
Yeah.
You know, he
can
study that.
Canada, right? Well, you're not that the zone is not that far, actually.
This covers your postage.
Cost is not much. It's low.
So that's fine.
We can do that.
We'll do that for you, and then you can study that and see how much hocus-pocus we've been under. Again, the whole basis to conquer the world is the Islamic boogeyman, and it's pretty easy to prove, really.
Absolutely false.
And who are these people that the government's let in, you know, and they come into a city or municipality and say, well, look, we don't like the idea of having this cross that's been on your mountain, like on Mount Royal in Montreal for about 100-some-odd years.
Right.
It's against our religion. You must take it down.
Where's the proof for that? What's interesting...
It's like the people are starting to raise... They have been raising sort of their voice is saying, what is this? We're having, now we have to, we can't practice, we can't say any prayers in for
you know,
God, you know.
Vladimir, look, Vladimir. Who took all the Ten Commandments out of the school? Who took the name of God out of the schools in North America? Who stripped any mention of the Christian faith into the school system? Who raised it to the Supreme Court? It was world Jewry. Right? No,
yeah.
Islamic people don't have anything to do with diminishing Christianity. And what's interesting is it's better to look at the history than somebody that's reported in the media. It could be a spy. We could be falling victim to Mossad. If you look at the history, and if a Muslim doesn't understand that history, that's just an individual case. The Prophet Muhammad, God bless him, was very, very liberal in his approach to everything. When he conquered Mecca without causing any major fatality and bloodshed like all the other previous rulers did when they conquered anything. When that place was taken back, we can say, the house of Abraham, they smashed all the idolatrous shrines, and then he found the icons of Christianity. He said, don't touch those. And he put them back into the box inside the Kaaba.
You know, that's Dr. K, I have to say that a lot of people didn't believe what you've been saying, but, you know, I've been checking it out, all of it, and everything you said there is true. Why are we being lied to all the time about Islam? Why are we have even Lindsay Williams swallowing that lie. We have people who mean well, who are well-intentioned, perhaps. Maybe not some of them.
I'm not sure anybody could be just constantly thumping the Zionist agenda unless they got either got a disease or they're part of the system.
Well, one or the other, but I think a lot of people are very well-intentioned,
yeah,
and they are easy prey for diabolical minds who come along at the right time and then say, look, did you really know this about them? And these people say, well, no, I didn't. And they mean well because they're good Christians, and they just don't know how they're being lied to.
You see, Vladimir, this is the trick. The trick is, you got to fight that Islam because it's going to come get you.
I realize that part.
You know, and while that mental state exists, you already got gotten.
I know.
I encounter it quite a bit. So I can
you already got
first-hand
taken.
Experience
got
how subtle. The serpent is the most subtle of all, and Satan is so subtle, and he comes as an angel of light.
You know, if it wasn't for Christianity, you know, there wouldn't be any Islam. It was a very, very refined King Negus of Ethiopia, the black Christian king, who was so devout, who when the Islamic people were driven off by the pagans, and they were being killed and tortured for their faith of monotheism, the prophet said, listen, you know, you can either stay or you're going to get killed, but I'm suggesting you emigrate to the king. There's a just king in Ethiopia. They went there. The pagan Meccans followed them. The pagan Meccans then said, king, these guys desecrate your faith. They belittle your prophet. They make every kind of a dirty trick on your religion. They hate you. And so he brought the Muslims up and he said, hey, is there any truth to this? And Ja'far as-Siddiq, the leader there, said, no, king. We were a pagan people. We would do all kinds of criminal things. We even ate the flesh of our fellow people, even ate dead flesh. We were bad guys.
Oh.
We worshipped sticks and stones and mud men. But this man came. He brought us decency. He brought us justice. He taught us to not kill each other. And he taught us about God, you know, the oneness of God, whatever. And so in so many words. And then he recited what the Quran said about Jesus and the Virgin Mary, and the king's beard was wet with tears. He looked at the pagan Meccans and said, you go, they're at peace in my kingdom. He saved. I mean, that's the beauty of God saying, look, my people, I don't care what your denomination is, come together under me, under my
realm. You gotta understand, yeah, too, that Jesus addressed the enemies of Abraham, the enemies of him, and he didn't mention anything about anybody but these particular people who are doing this to us today. He told them they were the so-called Jews who lied and said they were Israelites, said they were Jews, and were of their father the devil. These are the ones that are waging war against everyone else.
Yeah, it's very
I can follow. No, that part I can follow. That part, okay. I understand that.
Yes.
There's this Kabbalah, this diabolical spirit it's a spirit of a clannish group that invades the very soul of all these people. Understand? And it just permeates, and you know, I don't know. That's the only thing I can say is a diabolical spirit that just invades.
That's
you know?
what we're talking about. Listen, we got a break though for your call. We're going to skip the last break here, actually commercial break. Thank you. Because of time, because we have other callers. Thank you for your call. I appreciate that. We spent a lot of time with him for a reason, but I did want to see if we can squeeze in a couple of more of our callers right now, Dr. K. And let's see now, we had a few here, so let's see if I can just bring them up. Okay, we did have actually Gil in Arizona next. Gil, are you still there?
Yeah, hi, gentlemen.
Hi there.
Go ahead, Gil.
Yeah, I had a question, but first I wanted to mention something. You know, I found a while back that it's kind of inconvenient to listen on the computer to you guys because, you know, you've got to be in the same room all the time. And I bought a couple of Wi-Fi radios.
Yeah, yeah.
And, man, I got one by the bedside and one in the living room. And, you know, it's amazing. I think a lot of people don't know about these things. They work off the router.
Wow.
And, it's just like listening to a regular radio, you know.
Sure.
What a tool.
There are people listening to us on iPhones and listening on Androids and listening to us on Blackberries as well.
Yeah, the Wi-Fi makes it a lot easier, and I've been listening a while, and I got the Magnificent message some time ago, but I'm like Vladimir. I'm from Quebec. I used to live near L'Oratoire Saint-Joseph, where the big cross was on the Mount Royal, but I live in Arizona now, and my dad moved to the big East Coast city, Philadelphia, when I was a kid, and he moved to a Jewish neighborhood. And, you know, here I am, lily white kid, Catholic kid from Montreal. it wasn't too long before I found out that these guys were, always trying to, I don't know, take my money, play tricks. They wanted what I had, and they used all kinds
of... Come on,
now. Well, now, wait a minute. This is
those
true.
Canards about those poor... You're talking about these poor rabbis that can barely make two ends meet? Come on.
Well, these were kids, you know, and
I
couldn't understand.
I'm being facetious.
I know you are, and I thought, well, this is just a different culture, but here's the gist of my question.
All right. Go ahead.
Just like a different animals, breeds of animals, like, for instance, a pit bull would have a different mentality than a shepherd, well... Is it genetic with the Jews or what? I never did understand that. Is it religious? Is it genetic? Where does that diabolical personality come from? Maybe you can answer that.
When you're dealing with the race, now not the religion of Judaism, but the race of Cain and his seed line, you are dealing with peculiar characteristics that, as Jesus himself said, you know, come from the seed of the serpent. So it's hard for people to understand that, innocent people or people that are not of that particular genetic tribe, but Jesus refers to them when he speaks of the tribe and he speaks of the lineage, he speaks of them from their father, who are the father of lies, and all I can say is they call themselves Jews, they call themselves Israel, they call themselves people of God, but we're talking about a peculiar race of people here that are... You know, like the Bibi Netanyahu's and the Ariel Sharon's are quite satanic, I believe. And they are of that characteristic, I'm afraid to tell you. Yes,
you can also, there's a sort of godlessness there where there's absolutely no interest in holding that being in the heart or being conscious of him or thinking about him. And all it is greed and greed for more and more. But don't forget that in the Talmudic criminals, they're taught and trained like a pit bull. You take, you steal, you kill. You have a right and obligation.
So it is.
And they call their rabbinicals, and the rabbis say, yes, the scriptures say you should take. You know? And
it is a genetic thing as far as the scriptures of of the New Testament and the Old Testament are concerned. Yes, it is.
Okay, because I argue with a lot of friends about this, and they say, oh, no, it's just a religion or what have you, and that's what they've
been
taught.
We're not talking about religious now. We're talking about a particular lineage.
Right.
A race.
Genetic.
A gene pool, okay?
Yeah.
And that's
race
what
and
it
also
means
this,
in the scriptures. When it refers to them, ye are a race of vipers.
Yeah.
Ye are a nation of vipers, okay?
Well, I'm
and
not going to take
the translation from the Hebrew.
You have
answered. I have one more question for Dr. K, real quick. I just got the oil of oregano.
Yeah.
And it says on the bottle to take 2 drops. What does that 2 drops do for me every day?
You won't get sick like these viruses and fungus and all this garbage. It'll protect you. It'll throw up a big barrier.
Okay.
They found that oregano oil pushes the interferon up, which is a great thing. It makes the white blood cells work better. So it's protection, it's an antitoxin, it's antihistaminic.
Here in Arizona, we use a swamp cooler, and I found out there was mold in the cooler, and I was starting to get a real raspy chest type of congestion.
Oh.
And
It'll clear that out.
And what do I stopped using the swamp cooler, obviously.
Yeah, you know, you better take about 3 to 5 drops twice a day under the tongue, hold it there as long as you can.
Mold
and
is a
it right
problem,
yeah.
Mold spores as well, so that does attack
you. You may need a bit more. You may need to even put a little teeny bit on a Q-tip and insert it up the schnozola and cook it out.
Okay.
All right. Hey, we got to run, but thank you, Gil, for your fine.
Well, thanks so much. Enjoy
everything.
You're
welcome.
Okay, we appreciate that very much. See if we can squeeze in Ken in Virginia quickly. Hello, Ken.
Hello.
Are you there, Ken? Yes.
Yes. On Dr. Judy Wood, she was interviewed last night on Coast to Coast for more than 2 hours. Now, I don't know anything about her, but she makes a persuasive case that there's 2 kinds of results from an explosion. In one case, the steel comes down in sort of like a cracker jack, and that stuff, and that you can haul off, but in other cases it's pulverized. And she says across the street from building 7, there was a post office and was right across the street and was not even touched by fire, whereas the buildings next door were broken. So and so that she was persuasive, and I spoke to John Stadtmiller, and he said he'd interview her. I thought she would be a good person to interview. I know you know about her, but that's one thing. But the other person who was interviewed on the other network, which I won't mention because they don't
talk. Go ahead. Just make the point because we're running out of time.
But they interviewed for more than 2 hours another guy who is very persuasive, Steve Pichinek, who is former Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Treasury under 5 administrations.
Well, that'd be somebody I wouldn't want to listen to.
Well, he taught at the Army War College, and he says he made a very persuasive case about the whole thing is a fraud. And he said, I'll mention names, and he mentioned names that we all know. So he would be a great guy to interview because he hasn't had a lot of interviews. And
Send us the info if you can. We'll look into it, but we're out of time. Thank you, Ken. I'm sorry we couldn't get to Mel and others, but I'll tell you what. We'll do it again next week with Dr. K. God willing, now you'll be here, Dr. K.
Okay.
And excellent program. Folks, thank you. And remember the book, the kit, the 5 books, and the oil of oregano while they last, $45. And it's a PayPal address, rick458@cox.net. Same email for the snail mail address. Dr. K, God bless. Keep up the wonderful work, and we're going to win this war. Thank you. Folks, he wins it. He wins it for us, folks.
Estrogen Dominance, a brand new 20-